the second talk that I want to give is a draft that I'm actually not authoring, so I'm presenting here on behalf of the of Nico and Bill. This is the Yalta incremental update, and again, there is here a new version. So next slide, please. So this slide summarizes the main changes in 0.2. The incremental update assumes the standard format of Aalto. The text includes a couple of sections. So first of all, it analyzes how to actually determine the map version, that is the basis for an incremental update. And it analyzes a couple of mechanisms for this. The conclusion in the current draft is that the HTTP mechanism for detecting map versions are actually sufficient or good to use, but the existing HTTP mechanism for doing updates might not be well suited for Aalto. There has been a comment on the mailing list about HTTP delta encoding, which is not addressed so far in the document, but at least I'm not aware that delta encoding is widely used in practice, so it's not clear whether this is really a good solution for Aalto incremental updates. The text analyzes different solutions, how to actually provide the incremental updates. There has been some additional text on the HTTP byte range, but this is, again, something that's probably difficult to use. And it contains a detailed specification of a corresponding Aalto extension. And what is new in the this version of the draft is a comparison of the JSON patch compared to an Aalto extension, including a numerical evaluation that was asked for in the last meeting. So next slide, please. So this slide, again, summarizes the two main solutions that are currently analyzed in the draft. So on the one hand side, the incremental updates could be achieved by a JSON patch. So this is shown here for a simple example. This is a replace operation. The other solution is a new Aalto service for incremental updates, which is syntactically similar or even identical to the filtered map service. And this is shown here on the bottom half of the slides. So next slide, please. So as I already mentioned, there was a demand for a numerical comparison of these two options. So the draft contains now such an analysis. So first of all, you see here some examples for the expected size of an Aalto cost map for some reasonable assumptions about the number of characters in the pits and the cost and so on. So what we can basically see here is that for Aalto maps of the order of, let's say, 100 pits, the size is still somehow reasonable, but beyond that, the cost maps get pretty large, and incremental updates make a lot of sense if these maps change. On the right-hand side, you see here a comparison of the size of the update messages for JSON patch versus the an Aalto cost map service. Of course, the numbers here depend on the assumptions, but we can roughly see that the Aalto cost map service is by a factor of about 2 more efficient, simply because it transfers less bytes per change. So next slide, please. It should also be noted that this mathematical comparison is for a simple scenario, and there can be scenarios where the difference is even worse. So this is one specific example here. If there are multiple changes, the encoding in the JSON patch can be pretty inefficient, where an Aalto extension can just do this with a single update. So this, again, shows that probably an Aalto extension results in smaller amounts of data to be transferred. So next slide, please. So we also looked into the pros and cons of these two different solutions. So JSON patch is, of course, an upcoming standard, and as such is an interesting solution. The key challenge is that it's probably not widely supported in existing JSON parser libraries, so that's why it's probably not very useful to implementations as of now, but this can, of course, change in future. On the other side, the interesting aspect from an architectural point of view of an Aalto extension is that it's pretty similar or synthetically equal to a filtered map service, And that the implementation can thus just view something that's already there anyway. So in order to further illustrate the difference, we also highlighted the implementation on the client side. So next slide, please. So we analyzed how one would probably implement this incremental update service on a client. And you can see here, first of all, the typical workflow. So if an update is received, it typically has to be parsed. And it will then typically be stored in the client in a kind of database or cache to actually use this information. So the full map processing is, of course, pretty straightforward. So next slide, please. If we would use a JSON patch incremental update, the straightforward processing would be to pass this update through an extended JSON parser library that supports such patches, which then updates the Alto client library. However, this approach might have a couple of disadvantages. In particular, the JSON parser might need the full network map in order to apply the incremental update. And this could imply that the full map has to be cached in addition to the information that the client has to store anyway in his own database format. So in particular for these large sizes of maps that we've already seen, this might be a significant overhead. So next slide, please. The other variant, if you use an own Alto service, is of course that these messages have to be parsed like every Alto message by a JSON parser, which could be an extension of the filtered map service. And it would then update the internal data representation as for any Alto message that is defined. And so this, of course, avoids the need of caching the original response of the server. There is a further method. So next slide, please. So since the content of these two documents is actually the same, it's, of course, possible to provide a parser that parses the JSON patch and adds it directly to the internal data representation. But this is probably something that requires an own JSON parser for this update format and does not have this advantage of using a standard library. So in summary, we see here that probably a very simple and efficient way for realizing this might be the special Alto service. So next slide, please. So that's the summary of the draft. So the draft analyzes various options to realize incremental updates. That is to say, how to determine the map version, how to solve the incremental updates, and it also provides a numerical model for comparing these design options. So there's a key question to be solved here. That's the question whether to use JSON patch or an Alto extension. So far, it's not entirely clear which solution is better. To some extent, it's the trade-off between using an emergent standard versus a solution that might have a higher efficiency. But of course, we are looking for further insights and feedback here concerning the pros and cons of these different methods. So any opinions on this?
So this is Enrico, as if it was from the floor. Just a question from clarification. On the comparison on of the message size, the messages are compressed or uncompressed?
I think it's uncompressed.
It's uncompressed.
So it's just counting the characters in the messages. Of course, the message size can be computed by compression. That's also mentioned in the document. But I mean, this is an compression is something orthogonal to the everything that is presented.
Yes, but I guess that JSON page documents would have quite higher compression rate because of the repetition of the tokens.
That could be true that the difference is smaller by compression. Yeah, that's true.
That just to have a fair comparison in
yeah, that's a valid
how things would work in the real world.
Diego López, I wanted to. One thing that came to my mind while you were comparing both things and while reading the draft is that probably my impression is that JSON patch would be more, let's say, future proof with respect to evolutions of the protocol. My take is what you the extension you propose. I'm not that sure if will be applicable if some additional extensions like the multiple costs or the temporal costs are included in the protocol. So with JSON patch, since you have XPath plus the change, you always can modify or make changes to the JSON document. In the case of the auto extensions, you have to change it if the protocol evolves. It might take. I'm not that sure about that, but
yeah, that could be true. That the extensions of auto might require extensions of the update. But on the other side, I mean, the JSON patch has also some limitations. For example, as if you process arrays and this kind of thing, so there's some overhead implied there as well, which is mentioned in the draft, which I've not shown here on the slides. So it's not entirely clear. Also, of course, I mean, since we at the moment identical to the filtered map service, so we can expect that maybe future extension will still be pretty similar to what the full update actually implies. But I haven't looked into this.
Richelini, I think looking at this, I think the major savings that you get here is because you're actually overlaying one JSON object that has a very basically the same schema on another object that has the same schema. That's where the savings comes from. So if the JSON patch is a very general protocol where you basically say the path to an element and an operation on it, right? So would it be possible to come up with a generalized version of this patching of the auto-specific one such that, like, under the assumption that you're basically overlaying a JSON object with the same schema on top of another one?
I'm not entirely
sure.
So,
for example,
if
you have like a cost map over the difference between a cost map and another arbitrary cost map, you can probably, just because you know the data structures of them, you can encode the difference more efficiently, right? You don't have to encode the path like to every single
schema,
right?
I mean, to some extent, that's what the auto extension does, to some extent at least.
Right. So, this isn't really. So, I see it less as an auto specific patch format, but more of a JSON patch that's optimized for overlaying one JSON object on top of another JSON object has the exact same structure.
Yeah.
So if that can be made generalized, then I think that avoids or basically future-proofs it as well.
Yeah, but I'm not aware if something like this for the general JSON format is somewhere done. So I'm not aware of this.
Right.
I don't know. Any further comments?
Well, consideration that probably our AD can elaborate a little more on is that, as far as I understand it, in the AFI, two common mistakes that we do in the ATF are, well, on one side, we sometimes build monsters because we want and we really want to reuse stuff done somewhere else. But other times we don't reuse work that has already been done and effort and energy spent on tools that exist just as a symptom of the NIH syndrome, right? So in this case, well, it really seems that JSON patch, that should cover our use case. So we should really consider at least token and getting on the same page with the authors of the JSON page. That, by the way, it seems to me that the authors have just changed, but not that probably the area in Apps Area working group are the right places for having this kind of conversation to check with them whether our use case, the Alta use case, is different enough for doing something else.
Okay.
Or maybe to provide them some input to improve what they are doing, right? Because, but that is my impression. It might be, well, biased, but.
Martin Stimmering, I think if you want a feedback, you can always go to either the chairs of Joe's, I think it's a working group, or.
No, JSON page is being worked in EPSARA working group.
Yeah, or you go to the EPSARA people and just ask them for like an expert who can take a look at it. So, that was probably helpful. And because I'm with what Enrico just said about we should use that one.
We did with the author of the previous, person that put together the first two or three versions of the draft. Then. For some reason, it disappeared. And
okay, thanks.
Yeah.